You know, the time, it is a ticking. I see Richard Buckley is very busy. He's the editor with Business Eye. Richard, tomorrow is a significant date.
Absolutely, Frank. Tomorrow's closing date day, if you like, for the 10th anniversary UTV Business Eye Awards, which are taking place later in November at the Belfast Waterfront.
Just remind us of the categories, because if people are going to nominate, they still have an opportunity.
They still have an opportunity. In fact, they have up until midnight tomorrow night. That's the first thing to say. Now, there are 17 categories, and you don't have time in this morning's programme for me to list all of those, but they run from our headline awards, Business Personality of the Year, Company of the Year, Lifetime Achievement Award, through a whole range of different categories. And we've got two new categories this year. It's the Fast Growth Business of the Year and one for Outstanding Leadership and Management.
I want to speak to Enda Corneill, who's not in the studio, but he's on the line. He's busy in Dublin as we speak. He's the country manager for Emirates, the main sponsor. Enda, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
This is something that you guys are very proud to be part of.
Absolutely. I suppose it shows just how serious Emirates are about supporting and recognising excellence in the business community in Northern Ireland. And to take up Richard's point, you know, we'll be shortly judging the awards, and we want that judging process to be really difficult. We want it to be not easy at all. So the more entries we get, the harder it will be for us, and the more the merrier.
How high a standard are you expecting?
Well, I think the standard has already been set over the previous 9 years. And if the bar can be raised one further notch, well and good. I mean, Emirates is an airline that started off with two aircraft 30 years ago. Now we're the largest airline in the world, setting the standard in quality and excellence. So anything is possible. But I think Richard and the team have done a fantastic job over 9 years. And this year we want to raise the bar further.
I suppose the obvious question to ask you, I met you in the studio a number of months ago. We touched on it. But I think everyone would love to see Emirates here. Is that a possibility?
Well, as I said, anything is possible. We were in Belfast a number of months ago. Colleagues from Dubai were over as well. And I suppose it's an airport that's always of interest to us. But I suppose in the short to medium term, it wouldn't be on our radar for a direct service. But, you know, when you look at how passenger numbers are growing, numbers of people from Northern Ireland travelling on Emirates to Australia, the Middle East, Far East, you know, anything is possible. You just never know.
Well, Enda, you're going to be busy as part of this judging team. I'm sure it's not the first time you have actually run your eye across business expertise and those who believe that their business is better than maybe their competitor. There'll be a dollop of reality too when you look and see what's on offer. Do you actually tempt yourself, or do you allow yourself to be tempted into giving advice?
No, I would never. It's a rule of mine never to advise someone on someone else's business. But certainly, looking at the standard that has been set over previous award winners, and how they've gone on, you know, themselves to further success, it's really exciting. And this time round, we're actually going to do the judging in Dubai. So we're going to be in a city that really believes in innovation, really believes in success. And I think that hopefully will set the mood for us to make the right choices, and the right winners will be announced on the 24th of November.
And you'll enjoy the night, and I'm sure we'll have a yarn again about how impressed you were with those who were taking part. Thanks for coming on this morning.
No problem, Frank. Thank you.
That's Enda Corneill, the country manager for Emirates. He makes a very good point there about not wanting to advise other businesses. Every business is too busy looking after their own.
Absolutely. And I don't think we would never look upon it as our role to advise them. But, you know, what we do find this year, though, the business environment is very good. Brexit apart, there's some uncertainties around that. But there's more of an appetite this year. We see this. I mean, I think we saw it a little bit last year, but certainly this year, an appetite for recognition and an appetite for entering the awards. So there are positive signs out there.
Will that be the main talking point over a few drinks at the event, where we're going with Brexit?
Absolutely. Look, I mean, I'm doing business interviews day in, day out, Frank, and I mean, it's the biggest talking point without any doubt. And because there's this uncertainty at the moment and a lack of clarity, I think maybe once we start getting a bit more clarity over what's likely to happen, that, you know, that the uncertainties will start to be taken away. But there's certainly a bit of nervousness. That said, it's not reflected in what we're seeing in the awards at the moment, because the appetite to be there and to enter the awards is really good.
Those who may be thinking at the last minute of entering or nominating someone, Enda's going to have a say. You're going to have a say. Who else will be doing this judging?
Well, we've got Jimmy DeLargy, who's recently retired from UTV, and everyone will be aware of Jimmy. He's a bit of a legend, if you like, in the business journalism world. Gary McDonald, who's the business editor of the Irish News, and myself, Enda Cornell, and my wife and business partner, Brenda Buckley.
Well, I tell you, it's a top team, and yes. Those people who have been award winners over the last decade or so are always proud to show off the trophies that they have, whether it be in the boardroom or indeed in the reception of their business. But if you want to be included, just remind us again of the website.
If you want to be included, you've got to get your entry in by midnight tomorrow, and the website is utvawards.businesseye.co.uk, or of course you simply Google it and it'll come up pretty quickly for you.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much. Thank you very much to Enda as well in Dublin.